Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a pirate radio blueprint for percussion layer balance in Ableton Live 12, tuned for old-school jungle and darker early DNB vibes. Now, this is not about stacking a bunch of drum loops and hoping it feels energetic. This style lives or dies on hierarchy. The breakbeat has to stay the main character. The extra percussion has to add swing, grime, and motion. And the risers, the tension FX, the little build elements, they have to support the groove without stepping on the snare, the hats, or that classic chopped break pressure. So think of this lesson as drum arrangement with attitude. We want it to feel raw, urgent, a little unstable in the right way, like something coming off a pirate broadcast or a rough dub plate rip. Not polished TDM energy, more like controlled chaos. First, set up your session in a way that gives every part its own lane. Separate your sound into groups, breaks, percussion, and risers or transitions. If you need it, make a separate FX return area too. This matters because in jungle and old school DNB, you do not want to compress everything into one flat top end soup too early. You want to preserve the micro groove of the break, while still being able to shape the support layers independently. Use Ableton tools that let you move fast and stay flexible. Drum rack is great for chopped breaks or one-shots. Simpler is ideal for resampled loops, hat fragments, metallic bits, or riser sources. Auto filter is your best friend for build movement. Saturator gives you grime. Glue compressor can glue the drum bus together gently. Drum bus is great for transient control and low mid punch. Now build the core break first. Choose a break with character. Immense style material, think break energy, funky drummer flavor, chopped old school edits, anything with a strong snare identity and enough shuffle to carry the tune. If the break is too bright or boxy, clean it up a little with EQ8. High pass the sub rumble, maybe dip a bit of muddy low mid if needed, and only and top end if the hats are actually lacking air. The key here is not to overprocess it. The break should already feel like the groove anchor. A very useful advanced move is to duplicate the break. High pass the duplicate, and compress or saturate that copy more aggressively. Then blend it quietly under the main break. That gives you extra bite and presence without changing the feel of the original loop. It's a classic more attitude, same pocket move. Now let's talk about percussion balance, because this is where a lot of tracks lose the plot. Your extra percussion should not just be more top end. It should function like a conversation around the break. Think shaker or hat loop, a rim or woodblock pattern, metallic ticks, maybe the ghost percussion line that only appears in select bars, and possibly a few low tom hits or phrase accents. Each part should have a purpose. The main rule is frequency ownership. Let the break own the strongest transient identity. Let the hats and shakers live mostly above the top of the break's body. Let the rims and ticks occupy that mid-high presence range. Keep low percussion sparse so it doesn't crowd the bass or blur the kick. And don't make every layer equally loud. That's the fastest way to make the groove feel smaller even if the mix is technically louder. Groove-wise, jungle loves imperfection. Use swing subtly. If a percussion loop is too stiff, pull some groove from the groove pool, but do it lightly. Around the mid-50% timing feel can work well, with modest velocity variation. Apply that more to hats and shakers than to the main snare. You want human motion, not grid smearing. Tiny timing offsets between layers can make the track feel more like a real pirate broadcast and less like a preset. Also, check the snare spotlight. In this style, the snare often carries the identity of the loop more than the kick does. If your extra percussion starts making the snare feel less important, back off the busiest layer first. Don't immediately reach for EQ. Sometimes the fix is simply to remove a few notes or reduce one layer's level. Now for the riser lane, which is the focus area of this lesson. In jungle and old school DNB, the riser should not feel like a big glossy EDM sweep. It should feel like pressure building inside the rhythm. A good riser sounds like it belongs in the same sonic world as the breaks. The best way to do that is to build it from material that already has drum DNA. You can start with white noise and simpler, or stretch a metallic hit, or even resample a hat or break fragment and turn that into a build. Then shape it with auto filter. Start filter down, then open it gradually. If you're using tonal material, pitch it up a few semitones over a bar or two. Add a bit of reverb, but keep it controlled. Add saturator for grit. Use utility if you want to automate width slightly wider before the drop and then snap it back. For a darker approach, try an inverted riser. Start bright and tight, then narrow the filter as the build progresses while adding a subtle reverse texture underneath. That gives you tension without sounding flashy. In dark DNB, the best risers often feel more mechanical and dangerous than cinematic. Now route your drums and risers to separate buses. This is a major advanced workflow move. Put the brakes on a drum bus. Put the percussion on its own bus. Keep the riser group off the main drum compressor if it starts pumping awkwardly or dulling the groove. On the drum bus, use only light glue compression, maybe a touch of drum bus, and cleanup EQ if necessary. On the FX or riser bus, use filtering, saturation, maybe a little reverb, but don't wash it out. You want tension, not fog. Phrase structure matters a lot here. Jungle and Pirate Radio DNB often moves in 8-bar chunks, sometimes 16. So don't think in endless loops. Think in progression. For the first 8 bars, you might have a filtered break, minimal percussion, and a restrained riser. In the next 8, the full break opens up, maybe one extra hat layer joins in, and the first real swell appears. Then later, add ghost rims, snare decorations, or reverse hits. And before the drop, remove one supporting layer so the tension actually has somewhere to go. That subtraction is crucial. A lot of people try to make the build feel bigger by adding more and more sound. But the real impact comes from contrast. Let the riser peak just a little early, then cut it a fraction before the drop or snare hit. That little gap creates physical impact. The ear feels the release harder because the build stopped short. When you start mixing the percussion bus, think about keeping the top end dark, not crowded. Use EQ8 to clear any low mid clutter. If hats are getting harsh, a gentle dip around the upper presence area can help. Glue compressor only if the parts feel disconnected. Saturator with soft clip can add bite without obvious clipping. But again, arrangement discipline matters more than constant corrective processing. If the groove is too busy, reduce the pattern density rather than trying to EQ your way out of the problem. A great Pirate Radio trick is resampling. Record a bar or two of drums and FX, then chop that audio back into Simplar or drum rack. That gives you natural blending, slight timing variation, and a more authentic old-school texture. A riser tail layered under a reversed break slice can sound huge without sounding modern or overproduced. It's that sample culture logic that makes this style feel real. And don't forget mono. Check your low end in mono. Keep the kick and sub centered. Keep the snare core solid in the middle. Let risers widen only above the low mids. If your support percussion disappears or hollows out in mono, it's probably too dependent on width or facey effects. Make sure it still works when the system gets simple, because Pirate Radio energy often comes through on rough playback. For a stronger drop transition, try this. Automate the riser filter close down. Cut a supporting percussion layer for a beat or half beat. Let a reverse tail or snare flam carry the tension, and then hit the full drums cleanly with no competing sweep. That lean before the hit move makes the drop feel heavier than a massive constant build. A few extra coaching points here. First, use transient contrast as a balancing tool. A riser does not need to be huge. If the break is dry and punchy, even a narrow filtered buildup can feel dramatic. The ear notices contrast much faster than loudness. Second, let imperfection survive. Tiny offsets between hats, rims, and resampled effects make the track feel alive. Third, compare your balance at lower volume. If the riser only feels exciting when it's loud, it may not actually be functioning rhythmically. A couple of advanced variations can keep the style moving. You can duplicate a percussion part and alternate between a tighter, drier version and a wider, more saturated version every 8 bars. You can program a shaker or metallic loop that resolves over 3 or 5 bars against the main drum phrase. You can turn a riser into a rhythmic stutter in the final bar instead of one long swell. You can even use break echo tension by sending a last snare or hat into a delay return and automating the feedback right before the drop. Here's the big picture. In Pirate Radio Jungle and Old School DNB, percussion balance is arrangement design. The break is the anchor. The extra percussion is the motion and the grime. The risers are not decoration, they are pressure systems. And the whole thing should feel urgent, gritty, and DJ-ready without becoming overcrowded. So as you build, keep asking yourself, which layer owns that identity, which layer is adding movement, and which element can be removed without damaging the groove. If the answer stays clear, your mix will feel tighter, darker, and way more authentic. For your practice, try building a 16-bar transition. Pick one old-school break and one percussion loop. Make a riser from noise or a stretched metallic hit. Start the first 8 bars with filtered drums and minimal percussion. Bring in a second percussion layer for bars 9 through 12. Automate the riser harder in bars 13 through 15. Then cut one percussion layer on the last beat before the drop. Bounce it, listen in mono, and ask yourself one question. Does the break still feel like the main character? If it does, you're on the right blueprint.